This is the second lecture of the process mapping unit. In this unit, we cover the diagramming tools that one can use for developing their workflow processes and communicating them with others. In the previous slides, we introduced process diagrams and reasons for creating a visual representation of a process. We also covered basic terminology for process diagramming. In this section, we will use these tools to explore process diagramming's concepts. A thorough understanding of these concepts will help the workflow analyst choose the most appropriate diagram type, and then make decisions about what to include in the process diagrams, as well as make decisions about the detail level at which to diagram the process or processes. The most important thing to remember about process diagramming is that 1. A process diagram is a model, 1 representation of a process. 2. There are multiple, often many valid representations from which to choose. And 3. As George Box stated, all models are wrong. That is, a model is a representation of reality. As such, it can never encompass reality, only the part represented in the model. For example, a toy remote control car represents the shape and maybe color of the make and model after which it is fashioned. The toy also moves on wheels, like the real car. However, there are many ways in which the toy is not an exact replica of the actual car. For one, it is smaller. Secondly, the toy uses AA batteries for power. Another valid representation of the actual car would be a photograph or a set of engineering drawings. A process diagram, like the toy car, picture, and engineering drawings, is only a model of the process that it represents. The analyst chooses the most appropriate diagram to represent the needed process aspects. To sell this watch at auction, the picture on the right may be the most appropriate. However, to show the inner mechanical parts, the picture on the left is probably best. Similarly, to look for potential explosive and other harmful objects, airport security uses X-rays to view the contents of luggage and packages rather than video images of the outside of the bag. Importantly, each perspective, inner workings, and outward appearance is a model of the actual item. Each represents different aspects of the item. In his book, Guide to Health Informatics, Enrico Coera makes the distinction between models as abstractions of the real world versus models used as templates. For example, a photograph or painting is one model of a house. A set of drawings is a model of different aspects of the house and is also used for a different purpose, that is, as a blueprint for building the house. The blueprint, or model, is used as a template from which more houses like the one it represents can be built. The abstraction, template distinction, is based on how the model will be used. Some process diagrams are used to visualize the sequence of tasks and to identify tasks that are inefficient. This is a process diagram used as an abstraction, that is, a representation of the process that shows the aspects that can help us identify unnecessary or wasteful steps. Other process maps are used as templates, for example, one as part of software development. Using increasing levels of detail and specificity, analysts work with users and developers to elicit and document requirements that can be used by computers to generate computer programs, software, to meet the requirements. Or two, as part of the process redesign. Process maps for changes or new processes can be used to guide the necessary workflow changes. In examples 1 and 2, the process maps document and model the requirements and serve as the holder of the knowledge. Process maps can be updated as needed. The knowledge resides in the model that everyone understands rather than in the computer code or in an individual's mind that few people understand. This unit provides methods to document and preserve process knowledge. A process is composed of tasks accomplished by both human and machine. From cognitive science, we know that humans can perform both physical and mental steps or tasks. Further, we know that today, machines can only perform physical tasks. That is, machines, even computers, cannot think like a human can. However, today we commonly use computers for information processing tasks. While the computer performs the physical manipulations on the information, interpretation and thinking remain the role of the human. Thus, humans interact with computers both in physical workflow and in information flow. Further, we make machines perform human-like tasks by reducing human thought into a set of conditions that a machine can recognize and a set of instructions that a machine can carry out under the specified conditions. Process diagramming is complicated by the intertwined nature of humans and computers in information processing. One approach to dealing with this complexity is to use different representations of processes, some that concentrate on physical steps, others that concentrate on information flow, others that depict information content, and still others that represent some aspects of thinking or decision making, sometimes called flow control. That is, how different paths in the process are chosen. Since the 1920s, and maybe even earlier, flowchart-like diagrams have been used as representations of processes. This is a vast oversimplification, though. The fact is that there are many different aspects of both work and information processes that we may be interested in. For example, the context in which the process operates, the process steps or tasks, the information flow, the information content needed for the process, also how the information is altered through the process, the sequence and other controls of the steps and tasks, and the roles involved or who performs the process steps. Visually depicting a process first and foremost involves identifying the purpose of the process diagram's abstraction or template. That is, why are the diagrams needed? Then, identifying the aspects of the process that we are interested in and choosing a diagram or set of diagrams that emphasizes those aspects of interest and de-emphasizes or completely eliminates from view the others and the necessary detail level. Then third, pick an appropriate style and notation to use for your representation. In the previous slides, we established the foundation for using symbols to pictorially represent and communicate meaning. Additionally, we established the purpose and value of process maps and the use of process maps in developing clinical workflow models. Now we will look at the different diagramming methods for developing these pictorial representations of processes in the healthcare settings. Throughout the last century, different formalisms, each with its own diagram types and notation, have arisen. There is considerable overlap between the formalisms. Some have fallen by the wayside and others remain in use. Some have become international standards, while others exist in textbooks and articles. In this section, we present major formalisms in use today and the process aspects that each of these covers. There are several methods and notations for diagramming or mapping the clinical workflow processes, including ISO 5807 information processing diagrams, the same symbols used for flowcharting, Jordan notation for data flow diagrams, Gaines-Sarson notation for data flow diagrams, the Unified Modeling Language, or UML, that represents several different aspects of processes, and entity relationship diagrams that concentrate solely on information content. These methods differ in notation use, and most importantly, the aspects of processes and information flow that each is designed to cover. In this section, we will review the process aspects that each notation covers and show an example of each type of diagram. The process aspects to be featured will determine the type of diagram to be used. That is, the diagram that best represents the process aspects that you are interested in. There are six important process aspects. They are context, process steps, information flow, information content, information transformation, step sequence control and status, and who or what role performs the process step. The following table indicates which process aspects are covered by the notations or diagramming methods. Note that the healthcare setting in which you work may have standardized on one particular notation or method for their process representation. Further, healthcare facilities may have participated in quality improvement or software development efforts, in which case there may be existing process diagrams that may be of use to you in your work. So while you may prefer a particular method and can select that method for use in this course, it is important to be aware the major notations methodologies and to understand the basic uses and notations of each. The remainder of this unit covers five notations that are commonly used to diagram processes. These are ISO 5807, Jordan, Gaines-Sarson, UML, and ER diagrams. ISO 5807 can be used to represent process steps and their sequence and control, as well as information transformation and roles involved in the process. Jordan represents context, process steps, and information transformation. Gaines-Sarson represents the latter two process aspects. Unified Modeling Language, or UML, developed a few decades after and heavily influenced by the earlier methods, was designed to represent all but the Jordan-style context diagrams. The ER, or Entity Relationship Diagram, is designed to represent only information content. Material in a separate unit covers each of these five methodologies in greater detail. Eventually, you will need to contact a healthcare facility and set up an appointment to meet with a team and diagram the workflow process in that facility. Let's pause and work an example. After these instructions, pause the slides. Think through and list the steps required to contact the facility and set up the meeting. Using the basic flowchart symbols covered in part one of this presentation, create a simple process flowchart. We suggest using Microsoft Word or Microsoft PowerPoint to create your diagram. To do this, from the View menu, select Toolbars. From the Toolbar list, select Drawing. Then select the Auto Shapes menu. Here you will find the auto shapes and connectors needed to draw your process flowchart. Demonstrations are available on the Microsoft website and may be listed in your course materials. Pause now and do the exercise. For the work in this course, there are recommended diagrams for healthcare facility workflow process and redesign. Not all of the process aspects noted earlier are critical for process analysis and the redesign work covered here. For the healthcare workflow process analysis and redesign, we recommend the following. We recommend Yordan for your data flow diagrams, and we recommend ISO 5807 flowcharts for your process steps, the step sequence and other control diagrams, as well as the roles performing the steps. Yordan data flow diagrams and ISO 5807 flowcharts are covered in Unit 10.3. We recommend that you review these two sections carefully. The primary slides that we have just reviewed provided the concepts and background for these diagrams and simple examples. In Unit 3, we provide more detailed instructions on how to create and use the diagrams. We also provide additional symbols that are needed to diagram more complex processes. Unit 10.3 covers the necessary diagrams and provides examples and practice for creating the Yordan data flow diagrams and ISO 5807 flowcharts. Examples of the other three related diagrams that the analyst is likely to encounter are also covered in Unit 3. The goal is to teach students how to read and understand these other diagrams rather than how to create them. The goal of workflow analysis and process redesign is to represent aspects of the process that help the analyst and healthcare facility staff identify areas where the process can be improved. The diagrams recommended here met this need by concentrating on process step data flow, roles, and visualizing the whole. There are other process aspects that are not critical to this analysis and thus will not be considered. Other efforts where these methods have been used to successfully analyze and redesign healthcare processes include the Public Health Institute's Business Process Analysis and Redesign Program to improve the performance of the U.S. public health system. We strongly recommend that you review this reference. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation provided a grant to the Public Health Informatics Institute to improve the performance of the public health system. As part of this effort, the Cabarrus Health Alliance analyzed the process improvement through information technology introduction. This effort provides an excellent case study of using the methods described above to analyze and evaluate improvements in process and informatics for their public health department. Please review this website and the process diagrams included. So at this point, you should be able to explain two ways process diagrams are used as models, distinguish the physical steps from information flow in a healthcare process involving an EHR, and choose an appropriate process diagram to model given aspects of a process or the process that you will be working on throughout this curriculum. These references were used in the slides for this unit.